when you're talking about, when you're using reflexive pronouns, the main examples would be myself and yourself. The giver and receiver of the action are the same person. So I would say, I talk to myself, but you would not say that you talk to myself. You would say that you talk to me. So when you did your promotion for yesterday's show, you said, join, I think, Niz. Join the one true Niz and myself. That was incorrect. You should have said, and join me. So because the other people would be joining you.
You were terrified by that?
I have always hated that, irregardless of what you Justice Warriors say.
You just said irregardless.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I know I did.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Might as well be a word now.
Wow. What'd you say, Bodie?
It might as well be a word now.
Yeah, because
regardless of the dictionary.
I think it has made into the dictionary, which is part of it's evidence of the race to the bottom, I think.
I think the definition is irregardless, the word that morons use to say regardless when they're trying to sound highfalutin.
Exactly. I think people misuse the reflexive pronouns because they're trying to sound more intelligent rather than saying, hey, you should talk to me. They will say, you should talk to myself. So the rule is
the giver and the receiver are the same person.
More
intelligent than I am?
So you would say, you talk to me, but I talk to myself. I talk to you, but you talk to yourself. It's really not that hard. I'm not a grammar Nazi. I'm just alt-right, W-R-I-T-E.
Yeah, you want to clarify that. But still, I got that little brief snippet, alt-right, where you say, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Loop that, Bodie. Cut that out.
We have that forever. We could put up an article.
We
and
could
have
do
an
stuff. You know what? We could do a 10-hour loop of it.
Godwin and a bunch of grammar Nazis were sitting around talking about reflexive pronouns.
yeah, and it'll just be 10 hours of you saying I am. Yeah, that's
Voltrog.
I'm
not
gonna
need a remix.
What did Voltrog say?
No, I said we're gonna need a remix.
Oh, Voltrog, that's gonna need a whole musical to it. Really, that's gonna need a whole musical backdrop. I see like 12 songs in that and a big finish. Some sort of big
alt,
finish.
Alt, 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 alt,
alt. Right.
Right, 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 right.
That would be Voltrog right there. Have you heard Voltrog? Do you know Voltrog?
No.
He's our bro cuz. He does musics and we take his music, and since he doesn't have IPs, he doesn't say anything. He just cries. I don't take credit for his music, but I just use his music and I don't pay him.
IPs, do you mean imaginary property?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. I say we get to our story. I say we get to the main, even though, okay, so the way it worked was I kind of get the show page and everything situated. I pick the stories, and I like to have everything done by like 12:30-ish because of my work schedule. Usually the time that I can devote to iState is usually like from the morning till like 1. And then thereafter, I do work that I actually get paid for. So I try to get all my show pages and everything done and all the images for the shows. And I did all that. And we were planning an Is Daily Tuesday show because Lou said, can't make it because Mr. Can I say who's visiting you?
Is that top secret? I guess so.
Mr. Scott Bowers?
He was supposed to be here today, but he stopped off at a little brewery in Mackinac City and around lunchtime and had to get a room for the night.
Yeah. Took a turn in Mackinac City and I decided what I was going to do. Yeah, a few people don't get that reference. Bodie didn't get that reference, which is...
No, that's fine.
That's just sad.
After you destroyed the song, I could see why people wouldn't get it. I'm about to put something in the chat, and if you can find a way to incorporate this into the show as like background music or something like that,
what chat?
That would be great.
Hey, that would be for Bodie.
Yes, definitely. This is some good stuff.
Oh, the Badger.
Yeah. Are you familiar with this?
The Badger?
Of course I am.
Hey, there's a... Oh, Oh, and Voltrock said Echo is gone. Greeks come out tonight. Geeks come out tonight. I don't see what you posted. Where is it?
Is that on the Facebook or what?
You just sent it on Skype.
No, I'm talking about
the Skype chat. Oh, okay. Oh, Skype chat. I don't even use Skype chat. Oh, this is can you play that, Bodhi?
You guys can't hear it, can you?
I can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything.
It's not working then. It's supposed to go right through. But
it's not working. It's like, know what I think it is? I think that what we're experiencing here is this is like Koch Brothers kind of level conspiracy, Soros kind of level conspiracy. Because I think everybody knows that we plan on talking about this next story, which I think we should get to.
Yeah, we should get to it.
Let's get to it. Let's get to the world's smartest man turns into potato on Reddit. I wrote a whole thing up, and I don't know if we'll go over any of it or not, but let's just get to what he said. Well, let's get to the question and then get to what he said. And I wrote a whole funny thing up, so check out the show notes, which I should probably share in the D-Live chat, huh? Anyway.
Read it because it sounds better coming from me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Have you thought about the possibility of technological unemployment, where we develop automated processes that ultimately cause large unemployment by performing jobs faster and or cheaper than people can perform them? Some compare this thought to the thoughts of the Luddites, whose revolt was caused in part by perceived technological unemployment over 100 years ago. In particular, do you foresee a world where people work less because so much work is automated? Do you think people will always either find work or manufacture more work to be done?
So that's the question that somebody asked on a Reddit Ask Me Anything, and they were asking the world's smartest man, Stephen Hawking. Is now dead, who died a few days ago, and what he
not anymore. He isn't world's smartest man.
Yeah, he went from smartest to derp. Although I don't know that he didn't have some derpage in him, like before he hit full derp. We all hit full derp when the dirt goes over the head, pretty much. So
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. He's going to answer.
Okay, so. If machines produce everything we need, the outcome will depend on how things are distributed.
He said that.
Everyone can enjoy a life of luxurious leisure if the machine-produced wealth is shared.
He said that.
Or most people can end up miserably poor if the machine owners successfully lobby against wealth redistribution.
He said
so far, trend seems to be towards the second option, with technology driving ever-increasing inequality.
He said that. Come on, Lou. Where did he go wrong?
He went full russet.
Yes, he went full russet. I like russet.
He is French fry. Now, yeah. I will say this. People do work less because of advances in technology. You no longer have 90%+ of the population working in agriculture because of modern machinery. Such as tractors and stuff like that, and they're not using the rickety hand tools anymore. Therefore, there's less labor is required to go into the fields and cultivate food. It's also decreased the number of back injuries and everything else. Sorry, OSHA, but no credit to you for that, because people are no longer doing this back-breaking work. They have machines that will do it for them. That labor was freed up to go out and work into the other industries. And as the technological advances in there came about, those other industries became possible, and they were also able to expand. And as the further advances came along, people no longer had to work such long hours. So, yes, he is correct that advances in technological advancements have made it easier for people to work less. And with fewer injuries and more leisure time. Yes. So he is correct in that regard. Now, this notion that technology would go so far as to eliminate all employment, I think that's kind of a stretch, and maybe in a few thousand years it's a possibility.
Well, who's going to build the robots?
Yeah.
Robots. Well, hopefully there'll be a time where Cyberdyne Industries has robots building robots.
But then who builds the robots?
Other robots.
But then...
No, yeah, that's it. That's the end of it right there.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, so you have robots that build the robots that build the robots, and then you have robots that build the robots that build the robots, and then between those robots, you got it all covered. I don't know as how many robots are building what.
As long as you have robots that build robots, that's all you need.
I know, yeah. But it's much more fun to go through that useless, you know,
infinite circle regress. Jerk.
Yeah, infinite regress for no real reason.
Mental masturbation is not really a thought exercise. Sorry, not sorry.
I didn't say it was a thought exercise. Just said it felt good.
How do you think you got those guns?
How do you think I got these guns, man? Got these guns.
We got kids marching in the street for those guns.
Wait. Eating their Tide Pods for energy.
Hey, do you guys know how to brachiate?
How to what?
How to brachiate? Oh, well, Mr. Reflexive Pronoun doesn't know what brachiate means? Ah, you've been exposed. You've been exposed. Bodhi, how about you? You guys don't know what brachiate is. Brachiate is when gorillas walk and they kind of drag their knuckles on the ground. That's called brachiating. There you go. New word. You're welcome.
Wow. I don't know if I'll ever use that in... For the rest
I've
of
used
my
it
life.
Often.
I just usually refer to those people as knuckle draggers. I don't feel the need to use a word that's not in common usage.
I just usually call them voters. That's
Paul's a poet. Paul's a poet. He has a thing with words where he needs to find the most useless word and make it the topic.
Yeah,
I love words, man.
Go suck a long fellow.
I never mind. That has some meaning to it that. Could be inappropriate. My wife would not approve. So I love this story. I'm so glad that you picked it, Bodhi. This is a story that's like almost 3 years old, but it's it gives all of us small-minded people hope. All of us tiny little, you know, our 120 IQs, 130 IQs, 140 IQs, you know. Not everybody can have an IQ of 200, right? I mean, I met someone recently that had an IQ of 200. Pretty freaking awesome. He made never mind, I won't say it. I've said too much. I don't want to reveal the genius. But it's nice to see somebody like Stephen Hawking who pretty much invented creation, okay? This guy's like that smart, okay? It's a wonderful thing to see him go full potato. Actually, oh man, I'm not going to be able to play this. Oh, can you? You can't play it. Oh, I had this whole thing set up. You guys, this is the dumbest answer I've ever heard. That's what I was going to play. I was going to play from Billy Madison when he says, you know what? You guys, can you hear this?
From the Mental Midget Decathlon, I think it was.
Can you hear this?
It's one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
No, I don't hear it.
Nope. What you have said is one of the most insane,
in your
idiotic
rambling,
things
incoherent
I've ever
response,
heard.
Your
rambling,
were you even close to anything?
I can't even hear you, Paul.
Okay. Never mind. Dang it. It's the rambling, incoherent response Billy Madison game show clip. Look it up and insert it right after you read Stephen Hawking's response for yourself. Play the video. And I actually embedded the video in the article for your entertainment. Because I mean, for me personally, I find it a joyful thing that, you know, the smartest man in the world could go full potato. Pretty awesome.
And he might be really good with physics or whatever it is that he does, but he obviously doesn't know anything about economics. He has absolutely no idea about economic calculation and how these resources would be distributed. So it's more like pie in the sky dreaming here. It's really interesting because if you were to tell him that the earth is flat, he would tell you to show your work and everything else, but he does not show his work in explaining how economic calculation would happen.
Now, to be fair, he was just answering a question on Reddit. But still, show your work, dude. Right, Bodhi?
How is his grammar? Did he misuse the reflexive pronoun?
Let me go see. Bodhi,
you got it. I got to tell you, I really hate that. That's one of the grammar faux pas out there that...
You do realize what you've just done.
It really makes me cringe.
No. You do realize what you've just done.
Told you how to trigger me?
Yeah. You just, I see memes in your future with your face on them saying things.
Especially when you're talking to myself.
Bro, yeah, absolutely. When you're talking to myself and Bodhi, that's kind of what's going to happen right there.
Blocked.
Blocked, unfriended, unfollowed. Yeah.
Blocked, unblocked, and then unfriended and blocked.
And then reported. You got, well, blocked, unblocked, unfriended, blocked, unblocked, reported, blocked. That's the way you do it. That's what I do. That's how I do it every single time.
If you block and unblock someone, you can't block them again for a while.
48 hours, yes.
Wow, you know, you were like quick with that. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's my job to have that sort of information.
Look, could you share with me some of the experiences that led you to this exact discovery?
Who, me?
No, Luke. He got it done in 48 hours right away.
What'd you say? I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at a meme.
You were looking at me. Lou has a thing for me. It's a little weird.
How cute. It's a cat in a dishwasher. And it's got this look like you're not really going to run this thing with me in it.
That's so precious. I'm so happy about that. No, how did you know 48 hours? I mean, you like came up with that like lightning.
I had
some experience.
I had blocked somebody and then I had unblocked them to see something. And then I went to reblock them and it says you have to wait 48 hours. And I didn't block them for any malicious reasons. It's, how could I put it? It was somebody that I know from like from real life and everything else.
Was it Dave Painter?
No. I just ignore him. And when I do encounter him, I point and laugh like the imbecile that he can be.
Oh, I love Dave. Dave's awesome. Bodhi, you're a Dave Painter fan, right?
I was a Dave fan, and then I unfollowed him.
I haven't unfollowed him.
I used to really dig him before he went full russet French fry hawking.
Oh, yeah. Well, he went a little orange. Not full orange, but like a little orange burnish. And he's still a little orange burnish, but he's like, I think his thing is now, you know, if you see, like if Donald Trump, you know, if he audits the Fed, then he's a real guy. Other than that, he's just a puppet. I'm like,
because we can trust them to audit the Fed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The same people that point at internal affairs and say, they investigated themselves and found nothing wrong, think that the government is going to audit the Fed and find that there was nothing wrong. And they're going to say, but the Fed's not federal. It's as federal as Federal Express. So the government that does benefit by getting all that money created out of thin air so that they can buy votes and sell favors and all sort of stuff, they're going to investigate and they're going to cut their own throats and get rid of all their power.
Well, it's a private institution.
Ducks, you morons.
It's a private institution.
Even if they found something wrong, they could still fix it.
Well, if the Fed is as evil as some people think,
it is. Hold on. I just want to say it's evil. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just say that all the conspiracy theories and everything else, the lizard people run it and they killed JFK to stop him from, I don't know who or what, or they killed Lincoln because he had the greenbacks and they killed somebody else for some other reason, because the bankers are so evil. If they're as evil as people claim that they are, or even if they're a fraction as evil, do you really think they're going to let an investigation go and topple their empire? Do you think they're going to say, oh shit, the jig's up, people voted, so I guess we got to quit being, bad guys? No,
probably not.
They're not going to let that happen.
No. And even if they weren't evil, they're still not. It's still not going to happen because they're all freaking lazy.
What do you mean?
They're not going to. They wouldn't go through the. Even if they were trying to do the right thing, they would botch it. They would screw up the whole thing.
10,000 pages. Can't we look at just like 2,000 and say we did all of them? Yeah, let's do that.
What are you looking at?
The numbers aren't matching. This is going to cost us a whole lot of extra work. You know what? Oh, we could just add a zero. Are you there, Bodhi?
I'm not following.
Never mind. And then the other thing is, you know, end the Fed. That's another one. End the Fed.
Not going to happen.
Well, even if they ended the Fed, how long would it be before there'd be like, you'd ended the Federal Reserve. Yay. Now we're going to start this new thing.
It's called the Federal Reserve.
No, no. They're going to return power back to the Congress to be in charge of the money supply again. So that means people like Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi are going to be in charge. And no, they're not going to go back to a gold standard. It's going to be the greenbackers again. And they're going to destroy the currency just as quickly as the greenbacks went straight to hell during the War of Northern Aggression, just like the Confederate greenbacks or whatever they were calling it, just like the Continental. You know, the whole phrase "not worth a Continental" came about because they came up with that fiat currency rather than the hard currency, and they did their legal tender laws for it and said, "Oh, don't worry, we're only going to print a little bit of this, and then we'll pay you back in specie." And they blew the shit out of the currency. And so after it became worthless, the phrase "not worth a continental" came about.
Yeah.
So if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, we're just going to end up with Parliament.
Yeah. So probably some form of greenbackerism.
So it's and the
greenbackers are socialists.
Hmm. How so?
That makes sense.
How are they socialists?
Because it's a state ownership or state monopoly of the means of production, in this case, the currency, and it's centrally planned and controlled by the government.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah. Well, all government is some degree socialism. Well,
yes. Yeah. All. Big government, big socialism. Small government, small socialism. No government, no socialism. But the whole greenbacker thing, I don't know how much you've studied about it. It's really a mess.
I'm not up on my greenbackers. Are you, Bodhi?
No.
Okay. Well, the thing about the Federal Reserve, and central banks like that, I hate to give them credit, but they have an incentive to keep the scam going as long as humanly possible. So if you look at the 100-year history of the Fed and what has happened during that time, it's for the most part, it's been a slow decline. There have been times where you had some heavy-duty inflation in there, starting with like the Vietnam era and the Great Society, and it really went wild during the Carter and Reagan years. Well, also Nixon too, but anyway, it really went wild Volcker was the Fed secretary during that time, and he said, okay, we got to calm this stuff down. So rather than being a Alan Greenspan or Ben Bernanke type that says, no, we got to stimulate and low interest rates and build the bubble, Volcker actually raised interest rates and calmed things down a little bit, basically reduced the inflation. And it caused a fair amount of havoc in the economy. I'm very tired, by the way. It caused a fair amount of havoc in the economy, but it was necessary to get the malinvestment and all the crap out of the economy so that it could get healthy again.
Myself and Bodhi applaud your diligence in working through your soporific state.
So anyway... But the Fed, because their power, their livelihood rests upon the scam continuing, they have an incentive to loot and squeeze as much as they possibly can out of it. Where with Congress, they, you know, they're busy selling favors so they can either get the next election or get that rainmaker position after their time in office is over.
Oh yeah, because when their time is over, it's going to rain. It's going to rain greenback.
Yeah, you don't think that their speeches are really worth $35,000 and up, do you?
Of course not. No.
No.
We understand what they're doing, and you know that's, yeah, that's the clever way that they can pay for favors. They're paying for access, is essentially what they're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we?
It's like yeah. Steam it.
Well, yeah, it is. It is. It's not on a blockchain though.
Yeah, but the blockchain it's the voting block.
Well, yeah, but in this case, I guess it's a voting block. It's a voting block of the oligarchs, but still, it's a freaking voting block, right?
Right.
But well, they're not really paying.
That's Jeff Berwick and Adam Kokesh on Steam It.
If somebody votes for your video, does it get imposed on anybody else? No. Are they forced to pay it for it?
They're not forced to pay for it, but
are they forced to pay? Are they forced to pay for the wall around your video?
Sort of, because it pushes that to the front.
Pushes their content to the front,
right?
And it drowns out everybody
making
else,
making it harder for smaller things to become more relevant.
And it just becomes whales,
right?
But that's kind of. Actually, this is kind of a segue into the last topic of the show, which is it's not really about Jordan Peterson. He's like the Lou. Do you know anything about Jordan Peterson?
Not really.
I know that he's
the big thing now, and I saw
the
segment that turned into the lobster meme.
Oh yeah, Kathy Newman.
And
so what you'll see?
That's about all I know about him. Along with he kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog a little bit, but anyway,
His entire foundation is built on good and evil and morality. It's kind of scary.
I kind of don't agree with you there. I don't think that's his entire foundation. His foundation, he believes, which. I'm not necessarily looking to have like, okay, what is it about Jordan Peterson? Is he right? Is he wrong?
He's an objective moralist, and
he is trying to find the objective standard for morality. I agree with that, but
his foundation. He doesn't think there can be productive conversation outside that realm.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that he believes that. I would say that he believes it's significantly less likely.
Him and Shapiro.
Oh gosh, that was a terrible show. Those two going back and forth. That was bad. That was one of the worst shows. One of the worst videos. I saw a video by him recently that was really kind of why I like this guy. And I don't love this guy. I don't watch Jordan Peterson videos all the time, although I highly recommend his Maps of Meaning lecture series. That's very good. And what I like about Jordan Peterson, when he's talking about theory, when he's talking about like the core of, well, Maps of Meaning, like how do we form the meaning that we form? When I listened to that lecture series, I probably agree with 80% of it. But the 80% I agree with, I was like, yeah, this is good stuff. And then the problem with him is he always goes from, you know, he gives you an interesting idea, and then he starts to talk about it in terms of certainty. And that's where he loses me. I don't think he has any ground to stand on in certainty. He's got provocative thoughts, and I think he would tell you none of his thoughts are his. He's rehashing Jung and Nietzsche and a number of these other, you know, psychoanalysts and, 20th century legends that he's kind of digging back up. And I think he's got some interesting things to say. But what I really like about him is he does strike me as someone who you know, like what you said, their heart's in the right place. This guy really is trying to do the best that he can.
Yeah.
And he just, he was talking, I forget, it was an Australian show, and maybe it was an Australian show, I'm not sure which, but he was talking, they were talking about the roller coaster ride that he's on. And he says, you know, I know I'm riding on a wave. I'm riding on like a 30-foot wave. And he said, you know, I know at some point it's highly probable that I'm going to crash and I'm going to drown. Something's going to happen that's going to sabotage what I'm doing. He says, you know, I try my best not to say the wrong thing, but I know I'm going to. But it was just this weird moment of humanity that you don't often see from folks. Like, he gives you this weird insight into what it's like to be in that crucible, to have that much attention put on you. But the guy is flawed. He's not. I mean, I'm not going to say he's the world's smartest man, even though Stephen Hawking's dead. I'm not going to say he's the world's smartest man. He's not the genius of geniuses. I
don't think there is a world's smartest man.
No, I'm being facetious. Okay, I don't believe in the world's smartest man. Just so you
know. I don't either.
No,
unless it's me.
What?
Unless it's me, I'm the world's smartest man.
I myself, along with you, Bodhi, it's kind of close.
Yeah, right. You and yourself, me and myself.
Right. Right, Lou? Would you and yourself say that? Can I say you and yourself? You okay?
No, you can't.
He's freaking out, man. Somebody get him some Viagra. So, but what I see with what I thought about with Jordan Peterson was, we all know about the great man, right?
Yes.
But what was the eye roll for, Bodhi?
Nothing. Keep going.
No. Give me the eye roll explanation. I want to hear your eye roll.
The great man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The great man fallacy, you know, that people fall into this. They create a great man, and they make this person infallible, and they become attached
to this. Hero worship. Idolatry.
Great man. I thought you said grape man.
What is the grape man?
I didn't know.
That's Dick Buttman's cousin.
I just that was the best part of the show for Bodhi right there. There's that nothing was. Else that's
yeah. Thursday nights have really slid downhill, haven't they?
Well, no. we let the ghetto in. I don't know, man. Yeah. Well, it's Thursday nights, but it's an Is Daily Tuesday. See that?
Yeah.
So that's
Bodhi. Your visa has expired. You're gonna have to leave soon.
Actually, I think that, you know what I would love to see sometime soon. Seriously, if you guys could do this, I would love to see a Bodhi. Like if you could do a show with Bodhi, just you and Bodhi. I think that'd be a pretty cool show.
Yeah,
I'd watch.
We should look into it.
I'd watch.
You'd probably like it better than. Never mind.
Oh, but don't steal Lou from me, though. That's not right.
You mean I'd like it better than doing it with that other guy, Paul?
I myself are upset.
I have to say, I really do enjoy doing shows with Paul. The one that we did on the Freedom Fiends, I enjoyed that. I think we got some good responses to it.
That's a good show. I still have to watch it or listen to it. Sorry.
Yeah, you didn't even listen to it yet? Dude.
Neither have I, so.
I listened to it twice. And I don't usually listen to my shows, but I listened to it twice. Well, I really was only going to listen to it once. The only reason I listened to it second. What?
You don't usually listen to your shows?
I don't. I have a hard time listening to my shows.
That is a huge problem.
Why?
You should listen to your show sometime.
I do. I just don't listen to them all the time. I have regular intervals where I listen just to check on things. I don't not listen at all. I just actually, you know, the show that I like listening to the most by me, but I think it's only because it's just short. It's the 20 minutes headlines you may have missed. I think
that's
short.
The best thing you've ever done.
outside of Thursday nights.
outside of Thursday nights, right. Well, yeah, and of course. right. Absolutely. But back to Jordan Peterson. I don't really care so much about Jordan Peterson, but he to me serves as this an example where What I'm seeing is, okay, he's been put on this pedestal, and now there are some people that are keeping him there that if you offer any criticism of the guy, they will lose their stuff, their proverbials.
Yeah, they're like Trumpians. They're like the Trumpster fires.
You don't challenge the great man, right?
It's the same thing as the Hoppians. It's the same thing as
all the great man stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, victims. I have a group of Gordonians.
Clintonistas.
I have a group of Gordonians that do this. Actually, I don't. There are no Gordonians out there. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no
Gordonians.
If someone talks shit about you, I'll jump on them in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but that's a friend thing.
There's
that's
some
not a great
Gordonians
thing.
Out there eating their Tide Pods and protesting against guns and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's a friend thing. That's not a great man thing. You're not a great man to me, and I'm not a great man to you. I or myself, for that matter. Absolutely not. Lou, this is going to be a fun thing. I can't wait. I can't actually wait. I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying doing the show now that we've actually got it started and we got through the audio hell. But I can't wait for the show to end because I am going to be rushing for the memes. And I see Lou memes in the future. I see Lou making statements that, yes, I see things. I see. What are they called again? What are they called?
I see dead people.
No, what kind of pronouns? What are they called?
Reflexive.
I see reflexive pronouns. Yes, and I see them used inappropriately by Lou in memes. Yes. Anyway. But I see the other side of this, which is people want to knock him off the pedestal. And so there's this hyped up reaction to this guy that, he's just a total idiot. He's a moron. He's the poor man's intellectual. I mean, this guy's an intellectual. I mean, how high on the scale of intellectuals? I don't know, but he's a freaking intellectual. If he's not an intellectual.
He's probably got a few of 200.
What's that? Yeah.
He's probably got of 200.
Yeah, yeah. He would probably make a video about immigrants and end it with pick one. Something like that. That's an inside joke. I can't say anything more than that. But anyway, so I think that there's this other, and he actually holds power. I think that it's just that he's the boogeyman. I think the boogeyman has almost as much power over your critical thinking as the great man does. I'm going to say there's very few. I don't know if I could say this. There's not a lot. It's not a high percentage of people that I could say that if I listened to them long enough, I couldn't learn something interesting from them. And Jordan Peterson. Yeah, there's stuff there that. I think, I won't say everyone, I think, but I'm just saying that there's a number of folks that have decided to just trash Jordan Peterson to say that, you know, he's a bigot because, you know, he won't use the pronouns. These are the gender pronouns. And I don't know. I think that the boogeyman can cut off your critical thinking and lead you, you give him power when you elevate him to this status of horrible. And he kind of gets in your head. You guys with me on this? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, if you make the boogeyman a boogeyman, then you're focusing on him and not focusing on what you want or what your actual goal is. It's a distraction. All boogeymen are distractions.
Yeah.
I think.
So, Lou, am I on something or am I on crack?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't hear me, Lou? Am I on to something?
No.
Am I on to something or am I on crack?
Why not both?
That's a possibility. That's absolutely. So what do you think? It's both? Wow.
Hmm?
I said, what the heck just happened here? Did you guys just fall down a flight of stairs and I'm still seeing your images, but you guys have both fallen down a flight of stairs and you're like, can't get to the microphone.
Actually, you're like popping in and out a little bit here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're missing words.
Oh, how am I now?
It's still the same. It's been like that most of the show.
Are you kidding me?
No. And you've been a little low. It's been a little hard to hear you.
Wow. This has been a... This is like the audio Nazis are going to come and stomp us out, and that's the end.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
Right, right. This and actually, it's the end of the show, isn't it? It's 10:02.
I think
so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the end of the show. I actually have to go and try and edit a video tonight.
I need to get some sleep.
It's paying job.
I've been up pretty late.
Mr. Sander has to sleep, and Bodie.
I've been up since 5.
Oh my gosh, you've been up since 5 in the morning. Oh.
I had BNI this morning, man.
Oh, okay.
Did you say you had to get high this morning?
No, I had BNI.
BNI, that's his
business networking group.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If I lived near you, I would go with you.
Getting high sounds funner. But anyway.
Yeah, probably.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, if I lived near you, I'd probably go to BNI with you. I'd be your BNI buddy.
You should be. You should come. You can find a local chapter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're everywhere. I'll Business Networking it. International.
Oh, I'll look into it. All right, on that note, anybody have anything else to say before I tried to record this. I don't know. I think that parts of this show is actually going to be recorded. Everything sounds fine on my end. I don't sound crackly or anything. We'll see what I sound like in my video version.
My
video version on YouTube will be about 40 minutes long because I think the first 20 minutes are hosed. So, on that note, there's no show tomorrow for anything. There's no headlines you may have missed. There's no Is Dailies.
Nope.
There is Is Daily Monday next week. And I do want to let everybody know that, and I'll let you guys know, April 1st through the April 8th, I am doing one of my, Bodie, you've been through these things a couple times. You know, when I check out.
I'm going to message you every day.
That's what you always do. You've been through it a couple times and you're like, hey, we doing the show tonight? Like, dude, I told you like 3 weeks ago. No. Yeah. So thank you everybody for joining the show live, and Bodie. Well, actually, if you weren't here, well, I don't know. Maybe I would have figured it out if Lou wasn't. I don't know what happened. I actually tested it. I did a little recording. And
do you think there's a problem with having a third person on?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't know how that would mess up the audio.
Me and Lou are probably coming through the same feed.
That might be because I haven't done a three-person show yet.
Oh, you made two things, one for me, one for Lou, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
We're in the same channel?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Why? Do you think that's a problem?
I was thinking maybe my echo was his. I thought maybe you duplicated the. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, the problem was that I could not get the audio to show up in Facebook.
Oh.
Even though I had done the test with you, I got you. Remember I had problems getting you monitoring out, and I finally got you to show up. Everything worked fine, and then Lou showed up, and then we get ready to do the
show. Ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know, I have to say, you, Lou, and myself, we soldiered through. We did it.
I can't hear you. Your audio went out.
Can you hear me now? I think.
No.
I think.
say that phrase again. What was it that you said?
Can you hear myself?
Me and myself.
Are you guys gonna talk? I can't hear you.
And on that note,
all right, it looks like the connection is gone, so I think this would be a good time to end it.
Yep, on that note, good night everybody. Good night everybody.
Good night.